Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe a 6-0 undefeated start, and the author of that and one of the hardworking guys, Nick Turnbull, he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
Anytime. You know, I mean, we go way back to your playing days down here, and somebody who learned under a lot of really good coaches from the time you started playing the game, and kind of learned quite a bit from everybody you've been associated with. Talk about that and how it's made you a better coach and dealing with your players and your assistants.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I had coaches from all different backgrounds. I even had a coach that played lacrosse and never played football before. But he was a student of the game.
Yep.
So, you know, he did all the studying and translated all that towards me. When I was in college, I had guys that played at the University of Miami, former NFL players, that were coaching me and mentoring me. And through my whole career, I was lucky enough to have great coaches.
You've been a guy who has been a fierce competitor. I remember you in high school when you went to FIU as well. You were a guy that will outwork people. You're extremely, you're extremely hardworking. You maximize everything you have. When you have a person like that, because I always think of, from a baseball standpoint, having a Pete Rose who was a legendary guy who played everything a million miles an hour and did everything right. But there's a balance of watching a guy, watching kids develop, not to be you, but kind of have your principles. Do you coach like that? Because you know that the kids aren't going to do exactly what you do, but as long as they learn those type of principles and work ethic, are you fine with that?
Well, when I was playing, I always played with a chip on my shoulder, like I had something to prove.
Right.
Everywhere I went, there was always doubt everywhere. So basically, all the things I learned along the way, I try to teach that to the kids that I have now. The DB drills, for instance, that I do with my secondary is the same drills and same techniques that I did when I was in the NFL. So they're learning things that maybe not most high school kids are learning. I mean, I can't speak for other coaches what they do, but
sure,
as far as what we do, they're learning basically advanced techniques.
And you know what? And it goes a long way, because if you look at American Heritage, where there's a Pat Surtain or a St. Thomas, where there's a Sam Madison, or some of those teams that have those guys like yourself that played in the league, they teach in that manner because that's the only way that they know. And what a huge advantage. I mean, what a huge advantage, and I'm sure it's reflecting on your kids.
Right. It's a huge advantage, especially when you have kids that are willing to learn and want to learn and pay attention. They all want to succeed. Every single one of the kids I have, their goal, before they even come to Miami Christian, I ask them, what is your ultimate goal? And it's to go to college.
Right.
So the kids that I want to coach are the kids that have goals to go to college, whether it's Division I, Division III, NAIA, it doesn't matter. As long as they have that goal to get to the next level, then that's somebody that's going to be willing to listen to what you have to teach.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick Turnbull, head coach at Miami Christian, joining us. You guys got off to a surprising start, maybe surprising to us and some other people, but you kind of knew when I saw you during the summer when you guys were working out that you had something special. You had some kids,
right,
like you said, were athletic, but at the same time were open enough to listen to coaching, and that's extremely important. So that all has worked out for you. Talk about that, and then talk about some of the kids.
Right, well, we have a very, very young team. I have two eighth graders that start on my team right now. And they're very coachable. They were very raw, which was kind of a benefit in a way, because now we could teach them how we want them to do certain things. And they don't have any type of bad habits or any habits at all, really.
Right.
Most of these kids, when they were in Optimus, it was get the ball and run. Or run a bomb, I'm going to throw it up in the air. A lot of the time.
Yeah, that's
so now,
true.
You know, we can teach them techniques from nothing, and they're picking it up very, very well. And, you know, one of the kids I'll point out is Jamari Ford.
Yes.
He's an eighth grade running back, and That kid has so much potential.
Yeah, well, he's got some good bloodlines too, so that kind of helps him as well. But talk about him. I mean, you know, Johnny Ford's a little brother, and certainly has that type of speed. And if he gets that power like him, and he's got 3-4 years to do it like Johnny did, he's going to be the complete package.
Right. He's almost a full package. The first day I seen him, I thought he was a senior.
Wow.
So, you know, he's not very tall, but if you look at him, he looks like he's been lifting weights for 20 years.
Yeah, he probably has.
He might have. But I didn't know what to really expect from him. I heard of the Fords, and, you know, everyone's heard
sure,
of the Fords.
Sure,
even, you know, I heard of them from his dad. And to this day, I'll tease his dad and tell him, oh, Jamari's going to be better than you. And they're all so competitive that he doesn't think so.
Wow. Yeah, he's a talent. And you got to keep pinching yourself and say he's only in eighth grade, which is amazing. I mean, these kids are ready. I mean, were you this ready when you were in eighth grade?
If you would have asked me when I was in eighth grade, I was ready to go to the University of Miami.
Oh, well, I should know. I should know better, though.
But was I ready? I don't know. I mean, when I went to high school, I was a 4-year starter. I started as a freshman.
Sure.
But looking now, maybe in eighth grade, I probably wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah, it takes
a lot. Ninth grade, I think I was pretty much ready.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Nick Turnbull joining us, head coach at Miami Christian. And, yeah, there has to be – and what I see, like when I used to watch, like, girls softball, they used to have 6th and 7th graders on the varsity girls softball team with girls who were seniors. You're talking about 12- and 13-year-olds with girls who were 17 and 18. I mean, to me, maybe from an athletic standpoint, it's kind of a stretch. But from, having a conversation, I mean, you're in two different worlds. So I can understand where, you know, Ford being an eighth grader hanging out with seniors may be kind of a little different.
I mean, the most surprising thing to me, you know, all the other sports I could see happening more than football, because no other sport has the physicality that football has.
Right.
So for an eighth grader to be able to go and tackle or hit a senior that's about to go and get a Division I scholarship and the eighth grader succeeding.
Crazy.
You know, that shows something.
Yeah, yeah. That's stuff that Joe Yerby and Dalvin Cook did when they got in. And you know, I mean, it's excellent kids making big-time plays. Because you look down here at the youth football, and it's as good as any. I mean, and by the time you're ready to go into high school, you know, there's no looking back. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, and you live that in every league. Nick, before we let you go, talk about what's ahead. And you guys right now are the number one seed in the South in 2A. If that keeps holding on, you guys have a legit shot, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal is to get to that final game. As long as we keep doing what we're doing and keep pushing forward and don't lose focus, you know, the kids know there's going to be a lot of side distractions, whether it's schoolwork or people talking that's not inside of our team. And, you know, luckily I put together an awesome coaching staff. You know, there's times where I could just send the kids with certain coaches and I don't have to babysit them. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably something special for you to do.
It's a stress reliever.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations so far. We'll stick right with you and see where it ends.
All right, I appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach. Nick Turnbull, head coach at Miami Christian, off to a 6-0 start, the number one team in the region, and I'll tell you what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.